For somebody who builds a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as though he built it in a house, meaning it's possible. There's no difference between building it under a tree or building it in a house. Why? Anybody know why?
Because both of the roofs are covered.
Okay, so that means that on top of the schach of the sukkah there is the leaves. Ah, you'll tell me that the leaves are perfectly good to use a schach in their own right.
So they touch the ground.
Mechubar l'karka, very good. Sukkah, if you build a sukkah on top of another sukkah, then the top one is pasher, the bottom one is pasul. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Meir, it means the urine by Eliyona, Tachtayna, Ksheira. Rabbi Yehuda says if nobody's using the top one, then the bottom one is pasul. It only becomes pasul if someone says somebody actually using the top one. Right. Okay. But, Mara. We say that building a sukkah underneath a tree is possible. What do we mean? We mean it in a case where the leaves of the tree are sufficiently thick that underneath the tree there is more shade than there is sunlight coming through. If the opposite is true, if you have more sunlight than shade coming through, then this would not be a possible sukkah. Right, does that mean that there wouldn't be a roof over the sky? My mean dekasani kilu asar b'secha bayis lama li demisni kilu asar b'secha bayis. So why, says the Gemara, says why do we need to say it's as though? Why do you have to say it's as though you did it inside the house? So it says, "Listeni pesul." I just say pasul. Ella hakamashmal under ilan dum yedema is my bais tilasai meruba mechamasai af ilan tirasai meruba mechamasai. So it says, well, this is actually where we get this particular rule from, right? The reason why the Mishnah said that it's as though you built it in a house is that it's going to follow a similar pattern to building it in a house, right? When you build it in a house, if the house provides a roof over the sukkah, which gives more shade than sunlight, that's when it's a problem. But if there's more sunlight than shade coming through the roof of the house, then there's no problem with sukkah's kosher. So similarly here, if you build a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as though you build a tree, it's as though you build it in a house, bein the hakel, bein the hachmir. Okay? Okay, so then he says, "Vechi chamasei merubah tzimitzi lasai mai havei." The Gemara immediately asks, "Wait, I don't understand. What difference does it make? Let's say, okay, fine. You build it on a tree, right? And the tree is chamasei merubah mitzi lasai, right? There's more sun than shade coming through the leaves of the tree." So then the Gemara says, "V'hakam mitzdarus chach kosel behadei tzach kosher." That just means that it's added into the schach of the sukkah, right? That means you envisage it as added into the schach of the sukkah. If it's added into the schach of the sukkah, then some of the schach of the sukkah, then you've got like a lot of pasul schach on top of the sukkah. So how do you know the sukkah as a whole is kosher? Amra pata beshe chavatan. Okay, so says Rav Papa, what this means is you bent the branches of the tree so that the leaves of the tree are mixed in with the schach, and there's more schach than leaves, therefore the schach is mevatel the leaves of the tree. Right? We pass in bittul b'roiv, and therefore it says that there's only schach there and no leaves. But if there isn't more schach than the leaves of the tree, or you didn't bend the leaves of the tree over the schach, then already it would in fact be possible anyway.
What does that mean, bend the leaves over the tree?
What?
What does that mean that you
like, bend the branch so that the leaves are mixed in through the stuff?
So that they do go over the stuff.
So they're mixed in into the stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like they're together with the stuff. You can't tell the difference. Okay, so Tosfos points out that if the Pesukah itself, so it's the Tosfos on the stuff, there's a very long Tosfos that you can, I'm sure, see in front of you, so I'm not going to go through it, right? But the Tosfos points out that if the Sukkah is Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, right? If the Sukkah, if the Sukkah of the Sukkah, forget the Shrek for a minute, if the Sukkah of the Sukkah has more shade than light coming through the Sukkah,
good,
then the Sukkah should be kosher anyway, right? So what's this halakha? And it's obviously kosher if you mix the leaves of the tree in, right? That's just a kosher sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's no roof over the sukkah, and there's enough kosher schach on the sukkah to provide shade. So there's obviously no problem, right? So it says this, the case here is if there's more schach than there was leaves of the tree, but there wasn't enough schach to provide shade, to provide sufficient shade for the sukkah to be kosher. They say v'chidush that these branches are actually, and these leaves that are attached to the ground are actually mitzdareif, provided there is less of them than there is schach from the tree.
Mitzdareif meaning,
and then they are mitzdareif with the schach to make enough schach to block out most of the sunlight, even though there wasn't enough either from the leaves or from the schach on its own to block out the sunlight. Since there is more schach than leaves in the tree, they join together and they make together a kasher sukkah.
That's fine.
Right, it's not just saying that it doesn't pass the sukkah, it's actually able to be machshir the sukkah in such a case. That's the way Tosfos learns the statement of Rav Papa.
This all assumes that it's like kind of mixed together.
Yeah, this is
it's not like a core. I could just like, I'd use my tree for a corner of the sukkah. That corner would be no good.
You'll see, it's a discussion later in the sector. Can you use your tree as part of the sukkah? That's a different issue. Right, we're talking for our purpose, we're talking about a standalone sukkah underneath a tree. We're not talking about you use the tree as a wall of the sukkah.
I mean the branches. You use the branches of the tree as the schach, but only in like in one corner, and it's only the tree. Like right, you have 75% of your schach is made out of kosher schach.
No, we're talking about it's all woven together.
Okay, fine.
Otherwise, whichever bit is underneath the branch of the tree would be possible. Okay. I guess. Ibishechavatan my lemeimra. So the Gemara asks. But wait, if it's like the case that Rav Papa describes, then why is that even a chiddush? Right? Isn't that obvious? Isn't it obvious? So truth is, for what Tosfos says, it's not necessarily so obvious. But the Gemara thinks it is obvious, right? So it says, "Ma'u d'seima nigzarecha dechavatan atvecha delechavatan kamashmalan delegasrinan." What would you have thought? You might have thought that we'd make a gzeira, that you wouldn't allow this at all because maybe you won't bend it down properly over sukkah and weave the branches of the tree through the schach properly and it'll actually be separate and then the whole thing's possible. Right? So it's a chiddush that we don't go there to say don't do this because if you don't do it right it would in fact be possible. That's really the chiddush here. Okay. It says ha nami tnina hidla leas a gefen vesatlas vesakisus. So then we say, boy, we have, anyway, this is taught in a separate place. We have that you basically leaned a geffen, a vine, right, over the sukkah, or the glass. A glass is a gourd of some sort, right, a pumpkin or a squash or something, right? You lean that plant over the sukkah, or the kisus, I don't remember what a kisus is, but it's another, you know, some sort of creeping vine that can be leaned over something relatively easily. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it's a climbing plant of some sort, right? So they get mixed in the schach. It says, if they cover the schach of the sukkah, puzzle. And if there's more schach than there is leaves from these plants, then it's kosher. So we actually say it's in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or alternatively, you just cut them off. Like, you just cut off the leaves, right? You take the bit that's leaning over the sukkah and you just cut it there. But if you were to say that it's okay, if you were to say that if you were to say it's a case that low, that you didn't lean them properly over sukkah and mix all the leaves together with the kosher schach, then what's going on? We have a whole lot of pasul schach on top of the sukkah, just like we've already described. Therefore, it must be a case where you leaned it over and mix all the leaves together, like we already described, right? And doesn't this teach us clearly that there is no gzeira. Right? Isn't that obvious based on what we said? So no, the second Mishnah, the reason why we had to teach it twice over was to teach that you can even do this lachatchila. It's not just that we don't go that goes there. We tell you this is a kosher way to build a sukkah lachatchila. You don't need to worry about it. Okay. If you build a sukkah on top of a sukkah, Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, we have Bryson says, you should dwell in a sukkah, right? Not in a sukkah which is underneath another sukkah, not in a sukkah which is underneath a tree, and not in a sukkah which is in a house. Meaning the common denominator is the sukkah that you are currently sitting in is not really what's providing you with the shelter. Right, in all three cases. That's the reason. Say, Adraba besukois tarti mashma. So then the Gemara says, boy, it says besukois teshvu. It sounds like you can sit in two sukkos. What's the only possible way of sitting in two sukkos? A sukkah on top of another sukkah. You should have darshan it that way, the Gemara suggests. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak besukas ksiv. No, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the way the word is written is besukas. It's written chaser. And once it's written chaser, so we darshan as being you should only be singing in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs at the same time.
Is this Dafka talking about a case where the sukkah, like the walls are extended and then there's just a partition in the middle? Or could it also be talking about a case where the outer sukkah is actually, the above sukkah is like big?
I don't think it would make a difference. Yeah, I don't think it would make a difference.
Adaraba means what? Is that meant, like, literally?
Adaraba means on the contrary. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, sometimes both sukkahs are in fact kosher. Sometimes both of them are possible. And sometimes the bottom one is kosher and the top one is possible. And sometimes the top one is kosher and the bottom one is possible. Right, we can imagine all four of those scenarios. The case where they are both kosher is as follows, right? The top one, the bottom one is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, right? Meaning it is a pasul sukkah. The top one is silasa mirum mechamasa. It provides more shade than the south. Therefore, the top one is kosher.
How would the bottom one provide less shade?
In other words, if it were on its own, if there weren't another sukkah on top of it, right, it would not on its own provide sufficient shade, right? And then the top one is within 20 amos of the ground of the bottom sukkah. Remember, we saw the first mission of the Masechta says that if a sukkah is taller than 20 amos, it's possible. Right, so the top, the schach of the top sukkah is within 20 amos of the bottom of the top of the bottom sukkah. In such a case, the top sukkah is actually machshir the bottom sukkah, like it makes the bottom sukkah kosher. In other words, really, there's only one sukkah there, right? Wherever you are, you're within one sukkah. You're within the top sukkah. That's really the lambda. Yeah.
No, it was.
Okay. Then it says, "Pamim sheshteim psulis." Sometimes both sukkahs are psul. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? He's going to Tarvayu tzilasan mirul mechamasan. Both of the in a case where both of them have more shade than sun, right? So the bottom one has more shade than sun, and the top one has more shade than sun. Now, why did the bottom one is kosher, or is possible, it's clear, because you're not really getting shade from the sukkah that you're in. Right? The bottom one is a kosher sukkah on its own, but there's something else providing shade on top of it, therefore it is possible. Right? The top one is possible because it's more than 20 amos up. Right? For therefore it's not a kosher sukkah in its own right. You can imagine a case where the bottom one will be kosher and the top one will be psul. What's the case? Heiki dami kigun shatachtein tzilasa mirah chamas. Ha elyona chamas mirah mitzilasa. Okay, tarvayu b'soik esrim. right? The case is if the bottom one had more shade than light, just from its own stuff, right? The top one has more light than shade, therefore it's not a kasher sukkah on top, and they're within Esri Mama, right? It's shorter than Esri Mama, since it's shorter than Esri Mama, we've met all the requirements of kasher sukkah. There's a case when the top one is kosher, the bottom one is pasul. Both of them have more shade than light. And the top one is within 20 pshita. That's obvious. Tachtoina kshira v'alyoina psula is tariha limal the same anigzar dilma mitzare ischach pasul bad ischach kosher kamashmalan. We were worried that we thought that maybe you should make all of this is very obvious, right? All of this is things you could have worked out on your own. And Mara says, the reason why we had to be told was we might have thought that in the case where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul, right, then you would be worried that the pasul schach from the top one creates a problem for the bottom one and will be goyzer. Right, will be goyzer for all the cases when you have pasul schach on top of kosher schach. Right, even though that case is not a problem in Doraisa, will be gozer as will be gozer on all cases of pasul stuff on top of kasher stuff. Right? Kamash Milan, that no such gozera was ever made. Okay?
Can I just ask, in the case of Tachton Akshera Veliona Psura,
yeah,
why does it make a difference whether they both were, whether it's within 20
years?
Why does it make a difference whether both whether they're both
pasul anyway?
Both within 20 amos.
If the bottom one's within 20 amos, like the top one's pasul.
It's a good question. Sure, just a minute.
Is it for the reason? Didn't we say in the first case when they're both kosher that it's kind of like they're one big sukkah?
Yeah.
So for the same reason that there it has to be under 20 amot for the bottom one to be clearly like in our
no
case,
the bottom one clearly has to be less than 20 amot.
I'm saying, but
so the question is why does the top one have to be 20 amot if it's anyway possible?
Well, I thought you said it's because you consider it.
Yeah. I just looked at maybe I missed it. Hechi dami gan shetachten tilas mirum lechamasa and lechamasa mirum tilas. Hey, Tarvayu b'seichestra neliyim v'chira. Doesn't deal with it. Where?
Is E Eliona Lamala Mesrim Af Tartona Psula Mishum the Mitzarif Strach Pasul Bahade Kasher?
Wait, where are you reading from?
Tiba Matri Tartona Kshera Veliona Psula.
Oh, I missed that day before. Okay, Shvach. Tartona, the Sach shall Yena Lav Sach, who will lay Mifsula Tartona Mishum Suka Taksuka. So much on Chasar. As I've explained, the Kaimit Arvai was said in the Earth, the Eel Yena Lamala Mesrim Af Tartona Psula Mishum the Mitzarif Strach Pasul. Oh, because the schach, if the schach is over Esrim, then it's like this pasul schach which is over Esrim Amma, so then it's a pasul sukkah.
Look on top of the.
But it's over it. In other words, if it's within Esrim Amma, then it's just like there's lots of schach on top of the sukkah. That's basically the idea, right? There's two levels of schach, but it's really only one sukkah. It just has to be it's only kasher underneath the bottom, in the bottom bit of it, right? But if it's over Esrim Amma, then already. It'll be possible because you can't view the schach as being one lot of schach that's been divided into two. There's two separate loads of schach, and the top schach is higher than Esrim Amma, and it's possible, therefore the whole thing is possible.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Right, but then why, and then another question is why in the last case, what is it, why is when both of them have more shade than light?
I'm sorry?
In the last case, where the bottom one is pasul and the top one is kasher, why is the fact that both of them have more shade than light make the bottom one pasul?
Wait, they can die.
Yeah. Is that another principle that's being used?
I think the point that it's making is if, as in, the top one is for sure kosher, right? Because it has chamasa mirav mechla mitilasa.
You need more shade, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Tilasa mirav mechla. Thank you.
Yeah.
The top one is for sure kosher because it has more shade than light. And the bottom one, I think that they would argue.
There's too much
shade. And the top one is 20, is within 20 amos of the top of the bottom one. Therefore, it's not one load of schach. Remember, if they're within 20 amos, if both are within 20 amos of the ground, then we can view the schach as being essentially two separate loads of schach that are like a mitzarei.
That's too much schach.
There's no such thing as too much schach, and that's fine. Then they'll both be kosher. The bottom one is pasul is that the top one is 20 within 20 is 20 amos. From the top of the bottom sukkah, not 20 amos from the ground.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, the bottom sukkah has another. In such a case, you can't view the sukkah as like being two loads of sukkah on the same sukkah. The bottom sukkah has a sukkah on top of it,
uh-huh.
And a sukkah under a sukkah is possible.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay.
Got it. Yes. Thank you.
Cool. Everybody got the cases down? Yep. Awesome.